So we've decided to take this to an even more personal level on Tell Me More. Our own staff members, Lee Hill and George Lyle, men of very different shades, spell things out.
Hi, my name is George, and I'm yellow.
And this is Lee. I'm chocolate.
See, that's the problem. I don't have a flavor I can go around calling myself. If I go tell people I'm caramel, people gonna think I'm an exotic dancer.
You can be a flavor, man. Okay, try apple juice. Or better yet, what about white grape juice?
Yeah, thanks. I've been called worse, but one of the real issues is that people feel like they can walk up to me and ask me what color my parents are. Or, in not so many words, if one of my parents is white.
Well, my parents obviously are not white. But there is sometimes a larger assumption that because I'm undeniably a brother, that I can dance, or that I used to play football or basketball, never soccer, and that I have certain appendages that are, shall we say, outside the statistical norm, if you know what I mean.
And don't be light-skinned and get a high SAT score. You'll never get your black card back after that.
Now you mean light-skinned, right?
Yeah, that too. My other problem was that I was born too late. I came around after light-skinned men went out of style.
Hey, I remember that. But now I don't know if that really matters for men, light or dark.
Yeah, because we both have stories about being followed around by mall security.
Right.
And being pulled over while driving the speed limit.
I know, that's right. And skin tone seems to be a bigger issue among women of color. Although, George, we have to admit, brothers don't always make it easy for them.
Yeah, I know. I've committed my fair share of sins.
And you and I both know how we sometimes have our preferences, and we don't always respect that all shades and hairstyles are created equal. One of my boys almost caught a beatdown when he told a group of black women that he prefers a woman who doesn't have to wrap her hair in a head scarf at night.
Almost caught a beatdown? Almost?
Almost.
See, I hate the negativity that seems to reinforce itself among our own. We get these pictures in our heads of what our perfect mate is supposed to look like, and when we do that, we're not being fair to ourselves. Black supermodels get flack for having straight hair, but black women with kinky hair don't seem to make it to supermodel status.
You better preach, George.
We can't keep trying to live up to our own double standards.
And bro, let's not even talk about Hollywood. Darker-skinned sisters, from my observation, seem to always get cast in the now-I-gotta-cut-you roles, where they're rolling their necks, their eyes, and everything else. It's the attack dog versus the wifey, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Martin Lawrence's show, right? Look at Pam and Gina, and on that show, Girlfriend. Friends, isn't it the dark-skinned sister that always has the sassy attitude?
Damn, Gina! But you know, I like a little attitude. But I think that's actually part of the problem, too. We see people and we tend to size them up. I have to be careful that when I look at a person, I'm not just seeing what I want to see. We as a community need to be able to look at a woman and not think that their skin color determines their character.
Leave it to the light-skinned dude to always try and sound smart.
You know, I never liked you anyway.
Love you, bruh.
Thanks.
Preach, brothers. George Lyle is an editorial assistant with the program. Lee Hill is our web producer. To see what George and Lee really look like beyond caramel and chocolate, please go to our website, npr.org/tellmemore. That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.